بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى ما بعد. Firstly, to discuss the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is extremely important in order to reach our objective, and that is the connection with Allah Rabbul Izzat, and to get the greatest gift, the love of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala informs us, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِ. If you want the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has made it very easy that follow me. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is instructed to inform us that we should follow in the footsteps of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it's extremely important to have the knowledge of the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then to have the great love of the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because al-muhibbu limay yuhibbu muti'un. Who you love, nobody will have to tell you, follow him. Automatically you imitate him. Unfortunately today, our love has turned into all terrible personalities, and we think that they are great, following sportsmen, following some politician, etc. Whereas those people are totally void of reality. So we should realize and understand, if there's love has to come into my heart, it should be that of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his followers, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and where we have to learn from the bottom, our mashayikh, the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Till we don't learn to love them, we won't able to get love of the above, that is the tabi'in, tabi tabi'in, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum and Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then only Allah ta'ala's love will come in our heart. So with regard to the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, today we'll discuss. Last week we started with the sunnah of entering the toilet, but here we'll start today with the sunnah of awakening. When we wake up in the morning, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us, and look our deen, how perfect it is. That in all the sunnahs we'll see, that's more important, there is so much benefit for our bodily life. Our physical life, how beneficial it is. But if we just do it because this was the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now your whole life is enhanced. And for every sunnah, have this yaqeen that you're getting 100 shaheed sawab. Especially in this time and age when sunnah has become like, so to say, a non-existent thing. Allah Ta'ala make me maaf, all of us, that to realize that sunnahs are extremely important. At least we should talk about sunnahs. The word sunnah should come alive in our homes, etc. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us, immediately when you were upon awakening, rub the face and the eyes with both palms in order to remove the effect of sleep. When you get up in the morning with your palms, rub your eyes slowly. And in one narration it comes, if you know the last ruku of Surah Ali Imran, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, while rubbing your eyes, read that ayat. Don't just get up and jump up from your bed and you're still sleepy, now you kick something, you got hurt here, you're bumping here. So look at how Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us. And what a beautiful deen have we got. And then when we wake up in the morning, the eyes open up, we should realize, my eyes didn't just wake up on its own. Hazrat explained to us, this is a clear reality to ponder, that how Allah will take away our life and how Allah will raise us on the day of Qiyamah. So immediately first read the dua, Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana ba'da ma amatana wa ilayhi nushur. All praise belongs to that great being, my Allah, who is so kind. Allah gave me another day. And after I was like dead, Maut al-mautu ukhtun an-nawm ukhtul maut. Ulama have mentioned that sleep is the sister of death. So like I was dead, Allah gave me another life now to make amends of my past life. And wa ilayhi nushur, this is how I'm going to return to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah give us tawfiq to bring alive the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam consciously and with great enthusiasm and love. And this will come as we do our zikr regularly with concentration, devotion, as we will be learning in the next kitab, Anwarus Salah, how this reality has to be built in us. Then a person will see, as you're doing the course, that how now life is becoming a reality to us. Otherwise, we are just living our life, passing our life, and not realizing life is not given to pass. Life is given to make our real life, and that is the hereafter. And we can't compare, as Hazrat gives beautiful example, that if there was a certain amount, that how long is the life of the year after? Even if it was 10 billion years, and our life in this world, average Ummati's life is 60 and 70, then you could still maybe calculate it's a 0.1% or whatever. But there's no, Akhirat's life is unending. So for that unending life, just to make an effort for a few days, what so difficult it should be. So, but our understanding is totally, we are misunderstood, we are falling into misunderstanding because of shaitan's bombardment from all angles, what is advertisements to make us unmindful of Allah. That is why we have to make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is our spiritual medicine. We have to do it with that intention. One is we do zikr for sawab, our three tasbihat after the namaz. And then when we do this zikr, you'll get sawab also. But the object of this zikr is not really sawab. The object of this zikr is our islah, our spiritual reformation. And for that we need spiritual medicine. So the zikr is the medicine that will take out all the sicknesses of the heart. And that is why when a person making zikr, he should be concentrating. And in order to build our concentration, we see these poems that we read in between the zikr. This is, one is to build our concentration, and more important, it's a dua, that the reality of the zikr must come into my heart and all our hearts. So further, as the zikr is made, we learn another poem, that ilahi dil mein mere ghair ka asar na rahe, siwai tere kisi par meri nazar na rahe. That, oh Allah, all this time now the effects of everything else used to be in my heart. Now please take out the effects of everything else. Let me not think that if I don't go to shop, how am I going to get my rosy, etc. This doesn't mean you don't go to shop. But this will make you realize that shop is a faraz after the other faraz. And a person will go with the correct intention. Not otherwise a person is so worried. And if I don't go to shop, like somebody tell you, it's raining, hailing, today don't go shop. You say, you mad. Who's going to bring food here? So it's not there our shop that, but for namaz, we'll say, no, it's hailing. Today I can read my namaz at home. So this reality have to come that, oh Allah, take out from my heart the effects of everything else, and siwai tere, kisi par meri nazar na rahi. Beside you, my eyes, and what does it mean? The eyes of my heart. That is, I must able to see clearly that the world is only functioning, I am only functioning, what your greatness, what your command, what your mercy. So when this reality comes, then a person makes his zikr with eagerness also. And this reality, as we learned, it will take a lifetime. But as you doing it, you'll see the difference in our life. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Our next lesson with regard to Anwaru Salah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadi alladhina istafa amma ba'd. Faqad qala Allah Ta'ala fil Quran al-Majid wa Furqan al-Hamid inna salata tanha 'anil fahsha'i wal munkar. That we busy discussing the introduction with regard to our salah, how to make our salah a reality, etc. And as we have learned that the object and purpose is that very great objective, the nisbat of Allah Ta'ala, connection with Allah Ta'ala, and that love from the heart for Allah Ta'ala, but this will come gradually. We have to start from the bottom. We first have to have our utensil, our container, and then only we can fill this nisbat, this connection, this love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And then as we tread this path, and for that you need, first of all, our intention that we have to make our islah, our spiritual reformation, that the heart is filled with all wrong thoughts, wrong ideas, and all the diseases of the heart. Today people are just worried of the diseases of the body. But the diseases of the heart, which actually our Shaykh explained, that now doctors are realizing that mostly people's the sicknesses are psychological. And actually what is that? It is your spiritual condition. What is in the heart, that is, comes in the mind. And actually what is in the mind, that goes into the heart. That what we see around today and what we hear, all the effect of that, now it affects the mind, and the mind is the chief minister of the heart. Now the mind is telling the heart that, hey, you can get sick, or hey, you got a headache. If you just tell you have a headache, but you ignore it, you don't get overtaken with that, then you'll see you'll carry on your life. Otherwise, one small headache, and then you say, no, I can't move today. Today I must just relax. In that way, your headache also won't move away, and your work also won't get done. So anyway, we should realize and understand, for this, if a person does the scores of the having a Shaykh, first of all, making our Islam, and then as you want the love of Allah Ta'ala to come in the heart, what is the measuring stick, that how much am I practicing on the Shariat? And the true Shariat, that is, that what Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us. And for that, as we learned, very important, all this, what is recited before this, that is the Fazail-e-Amal, the Wasail, etc., very important. This is the basic foundation, and this is our utensil, our container, and our body that we are building. And then only the Ruh and the reality will come. Further, we learn, لیکن قرآن اور قرآن و سنت میں اس کی بھی وضاحت ہے کہ نماز کے تمام فضائل اور زندگی پر اس کا اثر حقیقی نماز یعنی بار روح اور خشوع و خضوع والی نماز سے حاصل ہوتا ہے جس میں احسان کی کیفیت یعنی انتہ بود اللہ کا انک ترا کا منظر ہو. That as we have learned, one is to learn the fazail that will bring eagerness in us, that I must start becoming punctual with my salah, etc. Then in order to perform salah, we need to have the masail, we need to know the masalas, that a person can't just read salah as you saw your mother when you were in childhood days, or we just learned salah in the maktab and after that we didn't do a course in salah. So we don't even know the masail of salah properly. Whereas we have mentioned that a person is not even conscious whether I'm making istinja properly, whether I'm making my wuzu properly. So where wuzu is the key to salah. I don't have the key, and if I got the key, the teeth of the key are not correct. So where, and whereas we see there is so much benefit in wuzu, etc., that modern science is researching with regard to the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as they research, they themselves are astonished. But we don't have to go into research and all that. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said this. So in whatever Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the scientists can work till their bones, but they won't able to get even an iota of the reality of what Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us. And that is our deen. Our deen is not yet to go into all type of research, etc. You learn from your elders, who learn from their elders, and it came from Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it came directly from Allah, just accept and follow it. But today we also, even ulama, young ulama, want to fall into research, that what is the wisdom of making this in wuzu and that in wuzu. That is not the object. The object is to get this connection with Allah. And the easy way Allah made it, kunu ma sadiqin, be with the true righteous servant. And see their lifestyle. They are not just living a life on their own. They have seen their elders and their elders. And this is what is so important. That a person, like today modern science have discovered, that in wuzu, just to make masah of the neck, with your wet hands and the back part, you just make masah of the neck, here all the nerves will get wet and your tiredness will disappear. Allahu Akbar. So where we don't have to worry that is the research of science, we have to worry that my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam did it. So definitely it's only good for me. And then we understand from this that in the Quran and the Sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is clear explanation that is given that all the virtues of namaz and the great value of namaz, etc., what namaz has got to offer, etc., and the effect that it will have on my whole life, that is the reality of namaz. Today we are performing namaz. Myself, I must think how many years I'm performing namaz, but still I feel it's like a burden to me. That azan goes fajr time, I'm still tired, turning and tossing. No, I'll go a little later, there and then. If I'm in my business and azan is going, oh, why azan is going already? I'm still busy with this deal, that deal. So this reality of namaz still haven't even touched my heart. Although of 30 years I'm making namaz, 40 years I'm making namaz. Why I didn't do the cause of namaz? So my namaz got no life. If you got no life in you, then how you going to move? You don't want to move. So to bring life in our namaz, then a person will be eager that when you got a, first of all, to have namaz. And that is why very important, ulama have explained that a person should not have this attitude also, that I don't have the reality of namaz, I don't have life in my namaz, so why must I make namaz? No, you have your faraz, you have to make. And if you don't have a body, how are you going to put your ruh in the body? So first of all, however your namaz is, whether it's just a slapdash namaz, whatever, but come to your senses, how can I just read a namaz like that? Like one alim said so nicely, my namaz up, down, kiss the ground, back to town. You just rushing in the masjid, rushing out. And then accordingly our sheikh says that when the laws of the government comes out, then we blaming them. But we last in and we first out. So the employment laws also, the one who was employed last, he must get first retrenched. So when we get retrenched, we are complaining. But we are retrenching ourselves because we are coming last into the masjid. And we are running first out. The imam just made salam. No time to read our tasbih, no time to make little dua. We are, and where we are rushing to? Like Hazrat says, today we are asked anybody, too busy. Busy doing what? You don't know what you're doing also. And we're just wasting our time. So when we just get the reality that how I'm performing my namaz, and as we have learned, if our namaz come right, then our deen will come right. When our deen come right, then our dunya will come right. But we want to put the cart before the horse, that no, I must first sort out my dunya. Then I will pay attention to my namaz, etc. Your whole life and lives will go. Try and sort out your dunya will never get sorted out without first paying attention to your salah. And salah will bring the whole reality and the consciousness of deen. But to get this reality, first a person has to have this body, and that is why we learn the fazail to give us encouragement, to make us realize that what type of a namaz am I reading? How is it that Allah Ta'ala has given me this great gift? First of all, to understand, namaz is not just a responsibility. Namaz is not a burden, aliyazu billah. Namaz is a great gift from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. When a person realizes this, now a person will be eager to start learning his salah. And for that, a person has to do this course. And ba ruh aur khushu wa khuzu wali namaz se hasil hota hai. That the effects of namaz you'll only get when you're doing a namaz that has got ruh, that has got life. Otherwise, it's like a person who's got a beautiful house he built, and he got all the latest appliances, everything, and he takes his friend home to see also. Said, look at my new house, look at all these appliances, look at the latest air cons I got. So they're sitting, the friend tells him that, now on the air con, it's very hot, why don't you end on the air con? He's pressing the switch and he's using the remote, but nothing is coming on. They ask him, what's wrong? Did you get the electrician? No, electrician still never come. There's no wiring in there. So you can have all the best appliances in your life, but you got no wiring. You didn't even go to the electrician in the first place. So you got no connection whatsoever. So what is all that things going to help? So exactly the same today, myself, I'm making tilawat of Quran Sharif. I make zikr also. I make namaz also. But I don't get the coolness of that. I don't get the effect of that. Because I don't have cell current. I didn't even do the wiring. And this is why we have to come to the Khanka. This is why we have to come. These are not the ordinary electricians. These are the spiritual electricians. They will give us spiritual wiring. And as that wiring takes place, like the electrician will tell you, pay so much deposit. You'll say, but you haven't started. He say, you pay and you'll see. And then after you pay the deposit, you worry. Halfway he's got doing his work, he's putting the wires, again he's drawing another lot of money. You say, what's happening? You say, no, you just pay, I have to do this work. And as you keep on paying, when he finishes his wiring, etc., and now he tells you that we have to call the inspector. The inspector has to come and check the wiring, everything is right. Then you see, he says, you first have to give the final payment, then you see things are working. Now you're doubting whether I must give the payment or not. But if you don't give the payment, you won't see reality. So you give the final payment and he just puts on the main switch. And you say, what has happened now? Fans are working, the aircon is working, the dishwasher, everything is working. Exactly the same when we come in the Khanka with the intention of our Islam, our spiritual reformation. The Shaykh will work on our heart without even we knowing. Our condition, we search for the correct intention. We pay attention and we listen attentively and we see the life of our Mashaykh. Then we will realize that how I am reading namaz and how they are reading namaz. And on the other hand, one important point is to notice that we don't look at the actions, how they are reading namaz today. Sometimes the Shaykh is old, he needs to take support on the ground, etc. So it doesn't mean you can read namaz like that. No, we have to learn how to the outward postures properly, etc. And don't just see outwardly. If you see your Shaykh is doing something in namaz which you learn, that no, you must not take support, then find out if you have a doubt. But you can see a person is old, he has got an excuse, he's got... So accordingly, a person should understand and realize. So Allah give us tawfiq, first of all, that we bring namaz in our life. That first of all, I have to be conscious that I need namaz. Without namaz, how can I live? A person cannot live without namaz. So a person first needs namaz, then he needs the ruh of namaz. That the life of namaz must come in. That's why we're doing this kitab. And what is this life of namaz? Khushu, khudu, that concentration, that humbleness, that devotion in front of who I am standing. In front of the kings of kings, that great being who gave me my life. And that great being, Allah Rabbul Izzat, who is so kind, he wants me to have such connection with him, which is called kayfiyat ihsan. That is, like today we say tasawwuf, that is the presence of Allah Ta'ala is there. That you know Allah is watching me all the time. And when a person knows Allah Ta'ala is watching him, if you can't imagine that you are seeing Allah, then definitely know Allah is watching me. And the moment you have this reality, then you'll see automatically that how you'll be conscious in your namaz. Like we see students also, the moment when the ustad comes in a class, they're all sitting attentively. They're starting to learn. The moment the ustad walks out of the class, you see the whole attitude is changed. But if they know the ustad is still watching from the window, then they'll tell one another, ishara, make signs, hey, Mauli Sahib is still there, he's seeing us. So they'll pretend to be concentrating and learning. So we also, sadly, we don't know Allah is looking at us. And that is why daily we should concentrate on this ayat. Alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara. Don't you know Allah is watching you? Allah gave you life now, like we read the sunnah dua. Now realize, Allah gave me life and Allah is looking after me. Not just watching me, Allah is looking after me. All my work, all my actions. So this whole cause we have to do. Then you'll come to the reality, anta'bud Allah. That we have to make ibadat, become the slaves of Allah. What is ibadat actually? To become a slave of Allah Rabbul Izzat. A true slave is that person who realizes that whatever my master gives me, I must just appreciate. And I must use it how my master wants me to use it. Not I must demand from my master without even being loyal to my master, I don't work properly. But like Hazrat says, today we treat Allah Ta'ala like a waiter. And, oh Allah, I want this car. Oh Allah, I want this. And we ask Him for all petty things of this dunya. But we're not even punctual at our salah. Or even if I'm punctual, I still don't have concentration in salah. And I'm reading salah for so many years. Forget concentration, my outward postures. My feet are still not facing Qibla properly. I'm still not even lifting my hands towards Qibla and making Allahu Akbar properly. And even good people, sometimes imams also, we just lift our hands halfway and we're saying Allahu Akbar and we're starting our namaz. And how we perform when we're making imamat, then we are conscious. After that, you're reading your 2 rakat sunnah, then you just read it slapdash. So Allah Ta'ala make us understand and realize that I am standing and I'm in the court of Allah Rabbul Izzat and I am the slave of Allah Ta'ala. Just to get an idea who is a slave of Allah, in the early days they used to be slaves, that the prisoners of war that used to come to the Muslims, then they were sold, and the slave is a person that belongs to you. He is part of your property, so you can use him as you want. Hazrat Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi bought a slave, and when he was bringing the slave home, he didn't really speak to him. When he reached his house, then he spoke to the slave. And to his utter surprise, what a slave he bought. He asked the slave, what is your name? The slave immediately answered that, oh master, what choice has a slave got? Whatever name the master wants to call him, that's his name. Hazrat Hassan Basri was surprised, and like that he asked him few other questions. What would you like to eat? He said, what choice has a slave got? The master gives him food, he must accept. Master tell him, don't eat, he must accept. And what clothes you want to wear? Same thing. Where would you like to sleep and rest? He said, what choice has a slave got? The master allows him to sleep is a different thing. And wherever he puts him, he's got no right to complain. He just has to accept. Hazrat Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayh, and these are people of intelligence and understanding. He went into his house, he brought a gift, he gave it to the slave and he said, you freed now. He said, oh master, I hardly work from you. He said, today you taught me the greatest lesson of my life. I didn't create you, I can't create your food, but you regard me as your master and you want to be so obedient, such a slave. You taught me how to be the slave of Allah. Allah who gave us life. When Allah says don't eat, then we must know it's beneficial for us. And Allah says only eat this, this is beneficial. Allah says wear this kind of clothes. Today we want to question, why can't we wear this clothes? Why must we keep a beard? Why all that? Where are we going to get this connection with Allah? Where are we going to get this reality that Allah Ta'ala is watching us all the time? So a person, in order to get this reality of salah, and a salah that will deliver the goods for us, what salah will give us, we can't imagine. As we learned, Allah Ta'ala is saying, most of us, in virtually all of us, we hate ourselves for all the evil actions we are doing. And I say, I want to get this out of my life now. I don't want to look and flirt, looking at women, etc. But we're not getting it right. Inna salata tanha anil fahshai wal munkar. Start making salah as it must be made. And you'll see it will remove all this shamelessness and all this bad qualities. Salah will move it out. So to make an effort on sins is difficult. But to make an effort on salah is much, much more easier. And then you'll see automatically all these things will go out of our lives. Even our dunya will start coming in order. And then a person will be shocked. So a person has to do this course. Otherwise, further it is mentioned, or ghaflat wali namaz ke liye, to Quran wa hadith mein sakh wa ide. That if a person just carries on his salah with ghaflat, unmindfulness, he says, what is so necessary to sit and do a course? Many people have got this misunderstanding that one is, the first of all, you got a misunderstanding that to build concentration in namaz, you have to read long nafal namaz. You can't concentrate in 2 rakat short namaz, where you going to concentrate in long namaz? No, you have to do a proper course of islah, you have to do a proper course of the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, etc., as it will be explained. Then only you will able to build your rakat and read longer rakat. And the other, the misconception many people have got, they are doing work of deen also. But they think we are doing a lot of work of deen. And they don't have the current of namaz in their lives. They don't want to go to the mashayikh. So we are doing work unmindfully. And then so sad we say, no, we got fikr of the ummah. But you don't have your own fikr still. If you don't have your own fikr, like a person says he wants to dish out zamzam water to people, but his jug is empty. If your jug is empty, how are you going to do it? And that is why our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtasab Rahmatullahi used to explain that a person who doesn't make zikr of Allah Ta'ala, zikr ki naga, ruh ka faqa. You don't make zikr, your soul is starving. Now when your soul is starving, you weak. How are you going to help another person? Our Shaykh says he's like a person who's paralyzed and he's telling another blind person, come, I take you over the highway. How is he going to manage to take that person off the highway? And if a person doesn't make his own zikr, ulama explained, you can even be a Shaykhul Hadith, but you don't make your own zikr, your own tilawat, then how are you going to distribute to your students? It will be just artificial. You'll get the information of deen. You won't get the reality of deen. So very, very important we have to realize that to get this reality, we have to sit at the feet of the mashayikh, the pious servants of Allah Ta'ala. Even we see all the ulama of our past, after studying so many years in the madaris, they went at the feet of the pious servants of Allah. And what they became, Allahu Akbar. So much so that even Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi, what a great pious personality, what a scholar, what a faqih. But he said, Lawla sanatain lahalaka al-Nu'man. That if I didn't spend 2 years in the company of my Shaykh, I should have been destroyed. Allahu Akbar. So the people like that, and today we say, what is this khanka? No, I'm making fikr of the whole ummah. We first have to make our fikr, then fikr in the home, and then we have to make fikr of the entire ummah. So we have to do it in the right way. Put our priorities into proper perspective. Otherwise, we're just carrying on and we're reading namaz. We see that when it's time, many people, when it's Gajj day, for example, you're there for your salah. And you're there also not on time for takbir-e-ula. Last minute you're there. After namaz, you're not even reading your nafal namaz. And you're sitting and say, no, we have to sit. The people mustn't go away. We have to sit for the bayan. So that type of namaz, Allah, it is mentioned in the Quran and Hadith, the severe warnings for that type of namaz. That type of namaz brings destruction in the life of a person. Like our Shaykhul Hadith was explaining in the ulama program, that in one rakat, if a person reads namaz of unmindfulness, you'll be bringing 250 sins in your life. Just in one rakat. Then imagine a 2 rakat namaz and a 4 rakat namaz. And today we think, myself first of all, I'm talking of myself, like I said, it's my sabak. We're just making a muzakara loudly. We all should look at our own condition. That how unmindful I am in my namaz. And that type of namaz now, the namaz is cursing us. And we say, why there's problems in the world? Why there's these viruses, etc.? If namaz is going to curse us, then is harm not going to come into our life? Definitely harm is going to come into our life. So a person has to realize that if you don't do the cause of namaz, then you'll say, hey, life is difficult. And life is hard, and a person loves with depression, etc. Because you love it, you're reading a namaz of unmindfulness, and you're getting curses. But just start doing a course, like a person drives a car, but he doesn't do the course properly. Now you get a puncture, now you don't know how to sort out that puncture. You're standing on the side of the road, you don't know that you have to look in your boot, there's a jack there, and the jack might be under the spare wheel. You don't know that simple thing. Now you say, hey, what am I going to do? You hired that 4 people walking on the road. You say, you know what? Just I want to change this tire. Love this car for me. And you take a hammer. Ask somebody for a hammer and chisel. And want to hit out the nuts. What a mess you're going to do of your car. And how long it's going to take. And what a problem you're going to cause. But if you did the cause, Today you get even this electric jack that you plug it in your cigarette lighter, and to love the car. So even an old man who's got heart problem, he's able to change his wheel slowly. But that's if you do the course. Similarly, today a person wants to use a computer. He's crying, his father must buy him a computer, but he doesn't do the course. Now when he got the computer, you tell him type a letter, he doesn't know how to type one letter. But let him do the course and then see. Exactly the same, if we do the course of Salah, then we will see, oh, I thought namaz is just, I must just go and come out. I must just go 5 times a day, and why 5 times a day? Now you will think, all Shaitan will put all the doubts. But when you do that course, then you'll realize, ah, I must go now. Half day went in my life, and now I need another booster. And now you will go again for Salah. But sadly today, we want to go to the gym, we want to go everywhere else. But we don't want to come here, where we will learn the reality of life. And reality of life is what the Salah Allah Ta'ala has given us. So a person has to do this course. Then a person sees that what and what namaz will give us, we can't imagine. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding. Then a person will understand this ayat of Qur'an-i Kareem, where Allah Ta'ala says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. And Allah has put this in the past tense, that the moment you start your course of namaz, that you know that namaz is the most important thing of my life, and I have to learn how to make namaz. Allah says, when that just you, this reality comes in your heart, and now you're making dua, and you're making that little effort to come to the mashayikh and learn salah, then Allah says, قَدْ أَفْلَى الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Now the true, these are the true believers, that they are worried of their salah, they are already successful. Today, sadly, we're looking for success in university degrees, we're looking for success in our businesses, we're looking for success in a better home, etc. Because our minds are too small to understand. Success is here in salah. Allah says, already you'll be successful. Who? Those people who devote themselves to salah. Those people who are eager and perform salah. And Allah Ta'ala has been so kind. Allah Ta'ala who created us. Allah knows us in and out. That is why Allah says, وَخُلِكَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. Man is so weak. They think they are very strong. But their minds are weak. Their bodies are weak. They are so weak. They are doing an important, something very important work. And today with all the technology, which has caused great destruction in the world, and we think we're progressing. You go on to to your computer to do some important work, one pop-up comes, and now you're in a different world. You forget what you are doing. And so, a person is totally unmindful, and you think, no, I'll be successful, that is my success. That is not our success. Our success is here to come to the house of Allah Ta'ala. And today, how Shaitan has worked so much that he has made us unmindful of salah totally, and now he has seen that he has reached. Shaitan doesn't only work for 1-2 days. Shaitan works on a whole generation. That Allahu Akbar. In the earlier days, when in the Haram Sharif, when they want to cause some restrictions, the ulama used to tie themselves against the poles of the Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif. And they told the government, tell you all don't remove the restrictions in the haram, we won't release ourselves. Then they realized, no, it's still not the time. These people still got deen in their heart. You won't able, after they worked a whole generation, now they saw it's easy. Just bring one TV in the hotel room and they won't go for their salah. They'll be sitting in the hotel room. And today they have seen, now it's easy, just close the Haram Sharif doors. Just tell them that no, you have to take a vaccine, you have to take sanitization, and you have to social distance. And now see, they have even closed the doors of the Haram Sharif. Because we haven't realized where's our success. We're looking for our success badly today in Allahu Akbar. Sending our children to school, and what the main causes today is sports. Main causes is drama, how to become a comedy, how to become a stupid fool, and we are paying a price for it. Allahu Akbar. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Allah Ta'ala, who is so kind, our creator, our sustainer, our nourisher. Allah Ta'ala knew that we'll be looking for success everywhere else. So Allah has not only said in the Qur'an Kareem, what determination, what firmness. And this is the word of Allah, and brought by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If a person only knows who is Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the most truthful personality, you will accept his word wholeheartedly. But we don't know who is the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. We listen what the scientists will tell us. We listen what our teachers will tell us. But we won't hear what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, they knew how truthful Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was. One woman passed away, a young child passed away, and we know how it hurt the heart. She was crying. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam consoled her and said, Oh woman, don't cry so much. I will tell you, your son is in Jannah. And if you want, I'll make dua that Allah open the veils and you'll see your son in Jannah. She says, Oh Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, your words are more greater to me than my eyesight. That I will, what you tell me, I accept fully. If Allah Ta'ala can only give me this reality, then we will understand. But Allah Ta'ala knows that Allah Ta'ala didn't just say our success is here. Allah appointed a muazzin. That every time it's time for salah, the muazzin is the special caller of Allah Ta'ala. Today, who's going to give you? Any ordinary counselor doesn't want to give you an appointment. You want an appointment with him, any meeting? He says, no, I'm too busy, too much red tape. And then the minister is worse, prime minister is even worse. Here the kings of kings are giving us appointment 5 times a day. That you come here and for your success, and who is going to give you appointment and still remind you, hey, this is your time for appointment. That is your work to find out it, what is my time, etc. Allah Ta'ala is giving us an appointment, not just giving us, Allah Ta'ala is calling us for an appointment. Allah knows how sick we are, but we don't realize, and then Allah Ta'ala has got an announcer to remind us, don't forget your appointment. And when the muazzin calls out, Hayya ala salah, come to salah, Allah is calling you, it's your appointment, your meeting with Allah Ta'ala. And now because we are unmindful, we didn't do the cause, we think, hey, I'm still busy in my business, I'm still watching this match, etc. I'm still talking to my friends. Allah says, I'm not calling you to put to let you stop all your other work. Hayya ala falah. I'm calling you for success. That is why the muazzins, they are not ordinary people. If they do it for the pleasure of Allah, not just doing a muazzin job just to look for a job. No, the payment they will get. But they must do it that I am the caller of Allah Ta'ala. Then on the day of Qiyamah, you'll see their necks will be so high that these were the people who call people to success. So a person has to realize, and what is success? The word success, ulama have explained, Imam Raghib As-Sahani Rahmatullah Alayhi was a great mufassir. He says, every type of success you're looking for, it is encompassed in this Arabic word falah. That success, when Allah said you are successful, whether your matters of dunya, whether your matters of deen, every type of success you will find, Allah Ta'ala is encompassed in this word. So this is when a person realizes the importance of salah, Allah Ta'ala says these people are successful already. And now you will see how Allah Ta'ala's help and assistance come to you. Otherwise, a person doesn't realize this and just carries on his namaz as he please, when he wants to, then we hear further, Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu has mentioned that Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu farmate ke ek martaba huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne aasman ki taraf nigaah uthai. اور یہ ارشاد فرمایا کہ اس وقت علم کے دنیا سے اٹھ جانے کا وقت منکشف ہوا ہے. اللہ اکبر. That time, over 1400 years, one time Nabi صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم came out of his home, lifted his eyes towards the sky, and he says, now Allah Ta'ala has opened to my heart and shown me that knowledge is being lifted from the world. Allah اکبر. 1400 years ago. So
So one of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala immediately in response to get a more understanding and our lives should be sacrificed to these great personalities, immediately they ask Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to open to us. All these same questions come to our heart. Hazrat Ziyad radiallahu ta'ala, one Sahabi ne arz kiya, Ya Rasulallah, ilm hum se kis tarah ujh jayega? Hum log Quran Sharif padte hain aur apne aulaad ko padhate hain aur wo isi tarah apne aulaad ko padhayenge aur silsila chalte rahenge. Said, oh Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how will the deen, how will knowledge be lifted? That alhamdulillah, we learning deen from you and then we will teach our children, they will teach their children and this will carry on in generations, so knowledge will carry on along the line. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied so beautifully, Huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne farmaya ke main to tujhe bada samajhdar khayal karta tha. Said, oh Hazrat Ziyad, I thought you are a very intelligent person. I thought you'll understand and you'll know what I'm talking about. Then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained this reality and said, gave an example. Ye Yahud wa Nasara bhi to Torah Injil parte parhate hain. Phir kya kar aamad hua? Says, look at the Jews and Christians. They learn the Torah, the Injil, and over the years, what got left out? That Allah Ta'ala says, Kamasali al-Himari yahmilu asfara. They became like a donkey loaded with books. That you put books on a donkey, he's not going to appreciate the books. He'll carry the load. And exactly the same, that just the outward picture of deen will be there. And today we see that was 1400 years ago. Hardly much madrasas, etc. Today there's unlimited darul ulooms. And although we need much, much more, there's still not enough. We can't say unlimited. It means there is quite a bit compared to those days. There are so many libraries, so many lectures. Like our Shaykh also, Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Patel Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali also used to say, today people boast now with all this, whatever you put your lectures on, so many megabytes on this stick and that stick, I got 300 lectures of my Shaykh, etc. Hazrat says, very nice, you got 300 lectures. Have you got one thing, one amal of your Shaykh in your life? And how much you are listening to that lectures, etc. So there is enough, but it's just an outward. And as Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has informed us, that sayati ala nasi zamanun la yabqa min al islami illa smuhu. Nothing will be left of Islam, just beautiful names. Outward, Ahmad, Muhammad, and outward, just the outward feature will be there. There won't be reality of anything. Like the reality of our salah is not there. The reality of our big madrasas, mashallah, students are getting graduated. Today so many huffar. But sadly, when we hear the condition that this hafiz is involved in drugs, this hafiz is womanizing, etc., how sad it is, because the reality is not there. Same thing what happened to the Jews and Christians. So one is not just giving your children the knowledge, one, the tarbiyat is important. To bring them in the company of the pious servants of Allah, to make them realize what is the reality of deen. Otherwise today, everything, our deen has just become like an online thing. Everything online. When it comes to zakat also, we just want to give our zakat online to this institution, that institution. The mufti will tell you, if it was given to the right institution, they distribute it, your zakat will be made. But actually, Allahu Akbar, zakat supposed to be that ni'mal amir ala babil fakir. Very good is that rich man who goes to the door of the poor man and gives him zakat and sees how this poor man is loving, how much shukr he will make, how that poor man will appreciate and honor him. Now it won't be the opposite, that bi'sal fakir ala babil amir. That very sad is that poor man who comes to the door of a rich man. Due to circumstances, either he will come, he's starving, now he'll say, I have to steal. So he'll come steal your money, and you say, they are stealing today. We're not going and seeing their condition. Or he comes to beg, and now you disgrace him. No, we have to see one Maulana in the Eastern Transvaal, his family told him, and they had a nice house, everything till now Allah has given. He says, normally, woman, and we all are like that. Yes, everything is still going nice. You got a nice car, but no, I must upgrade now. I must change. In our dunya, we want to upgrade, but we don't want to upgrade our deen. How sad it is. So the reality, the Smarana, his wife told him, now we must change our kitchen scheme. How long we got this? When we going to change it? So he said, okay. She said, take us, let us go to the to town and see the kitchen schemes, and then we can decide which one we're going to buy. So intelligent Maulana and the company of the pious Mashaykh, he was the murid and the disciple of Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayh. So he said, okay. He took his family, he said, come. He took them where their maid stays in the squatter camp. And he took them there. So he said, why you brought us here? He says, no, let us first see her kitchen scheme. When he went in the house, he told her that, oh, whatever her name was, that we came to have a cup of tea. She was surprised. You came to see, say, no, we came to have a cup of tea and we want to see your kitchen dresser. What she had, ordinary apple boxes there. And just keeping a few cups in there. Then when he came out of the house, he asked the wife, now you want to go and see the other kids. Say, no, what we got is Jannat. These people, so this is exactly that. We don't realize that try and distribute your zakat yourself also. You can't distribute all yourself. You can give to the madaris, etc. But go and see how people are loving. Then we will see. Similarly, what Qurbani today? It has just become a namesake. Qurbani is actually a reality. That when you go and look at the animal, when you drop that animal yourself, put the knife, then you realize I'm slaughtering my desires to Allah Ta'ala. I'm giving my life to Allah Ta'ala. But today we say, no, people in Malawi, India, they don't have meat. It's, Qurbani is not a sadqa. If you worry now, they don't have meat. Whole year they don't have meat. So whole year send for them. So this reality of deen, and that is what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying, that from the Jews and Christians, reality has went away. And totally they lost their deen, they lost their iman. And sadly, today this is happening in our condition also. That now we are, that our children, we are paying a price. No, they're doing half is online, alim online. And where is our iman going to be left? Where is this reality going to be left? So that is why Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And that is why Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhum ki shagird kehte hai ki maine dusre sahabi Hazrat Ubada radiallahu se jaakar ye kisah sunaya. Another sahabi Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu said, I told another sahabi of mine, my friend Hazrat Ubada radiallahu ta'ala anhum, this is what Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. And he explained this incident that Hazrat Ziyad radiallahu questioned Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He replied, Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu anhu ne farmaya ke sach kehte hai aur main batau ke sabse pehle kya cheez duniya se utegi. He says, what you're saying is 100% true. That knowledge of deen, that is the reality of knowledge of deen. That is, one is ilm e nabuwat, the knowledge of deen, and one is nur e nabuwat, which comes from heart to heart. That is what iman, Allah put iman, the nur of iman in the heart of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then who stepped in the company of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that nur penetrated. So he says, can I tell you what is the first thing that will be lifted from the knowledge of deen? Sabse pehle namaz ka khushu ur jayega. You will see the first thing that will be lifted, this concentration and devotion in namaz. Tu dekhega ke badi masjid mein ek shakhs bhi khushu se namaz padne wala na hoga. The masjids will be big and full, but there won't be one person there that's got concentration and devotion in namaz. So Allah Ta'ala, give me first of all this reality. We cry to Allah, we beg Allah Ta'ala and realize how important is this cause. We can't make enough shukr to our Shaykh and our Mashayikh, and how this cause has been arranged, as Hazrat taught us, that did we ever make the dua for them? Do you ever make shukr? So we should make shukr, we should make dua, and beg Allah Ta'ala to save us from this great calamity, that when knowledge, reality of knowledge is removed, what is going to be our condition? Allah give us proper understanding. Subhanallah.